Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now come to the main event of the evening.
Okay, y'all, this is it.
It had to happen sooner or later.
It's party time.
We deserve an adventure.
Y'all ready for this?
Hit me.
Live from Kansas City, it's the Up All Night Radio Show with Stephen McKay and Travis Winters.
Hey now, Stephen McKay, welcome to the Up All Night Radio Show. Broadcasting from beautiful Prairie Village, Kansas, high atop the KCR building, looking out over the light of the city. It's a beautiful night here in Kansas City, and we're going to have a fantastic time. Let me go ahead and introduce the co-host tonight. Travis is gone. It's Blues Cruiser. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, Mac?
It's going fabulous. We're going to have a great time tonight. And I tell you, we're going to explore the world of Kansas City blues music. You brought us some Kansas City artists?
Absolutely. I bought some really good stuff from the local blues bands around here.
Outstanding. So we're going to be going to introduce you to some Kansas City blues and introduce me, too, because I haven't really heard many of these people, and I don't have a life, so I don't know. I don't get out much.
Well, you got one now, buddy, because I got some good stuff here tonight.
Cool. Plus, this is your third time here.
Yes, it is.
And being the third time, you got a choice to make. You either are going to become a regular or you're going to go away. So that's going to be your choice. And if you decide to stay, then you got to be initiated. So you're going to get the Mac and Travis initiation tonight, the 20 questions. So everybody gets to know you personally and they feel like, hey, I know that guy.
So I can take that prospect rocker off my leather and get the real patch now.
That's right, absolutely. So a lot of cool stuff, and we'll give you an update on Travis and his deal. But we're going to have a lot of music tonight. We got some comedy. Well, maybe a bit strong. We're going to have some humor. We don't want to go that far. And, that's about it. We're going to have a good time. So.
Right on, man.
So here's the plan. You go and get yourself a beverage. If you prefer adult beverage, that'd be fine, or some coffee. Get you some Ginkgo Biloba and get that in you, too, because you got to stay up all night with us. There's no dozing off on this show.
No way.
Is any of the music slow and going to put us asleep, or is it all rocking tonight?
This stuff's going to really get you.
That's what we're talking about.
It's the good stuff.
That's right. So we're having a party tonight.
Oh, yeah.
This is like an online nightclub right here.
Absolutely.
Cool. We'll be right back with the Up All Night Radio Show right after this short break.
KCOR.
Woo!
Hi, this is Steve Porter here from the English blues rock band Nice as Pie, reminding you to join me every Friday night at 11 p.m. through till midnight here on KCOR for the Steve Porter Show, and also 12 noon Sundays is repeated, so join me then for some great blues, some great rock, and a few good laughs as well. And bring some booze, will you?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach,
the internet's talk superstation.
most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The internet's talk superstation.
The cockroach.
MySpace.com/roachradio.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller, and you're listening to the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis, two bigger losers than me.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City I come. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City here I come. They got some crazy little women, one day might have gone get them one.
Yeah, that's the Muddy Water cut there I was telling you about.
With Dizzy Gillespie.
Can you believe it?
That's so cool, man. With my Kansas City woman boys and a whole bottle of soap to drink wine.
All right, welcome to the show here. Let's get to the business so we can get that out of the way and actually start the show. Head up to the website, macandtravis.com. M-A-C and Travis.com, MacandTravis.com. That's the central control center for this whole op. This is where the party starts right here. If you go there, you're going to see, the artist of the week, the show notes that we'll be talking about throughout the whole night, including the Kansas City artists. There's their links there. Also, you got the babe of the week. You have the chat box, which Lou's Cruiser is in the chat box right now. And he'll be talking up with you there, so jump in the chat box and say hello. And also, the webcam is up, and you can see Blues Cruiser's mug right there.
Smoking a cigarette.
Smoking a cigarette. See? Ooh, I like that. There's your horn. A little bit of horn going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Dizzy. And there you go. So there's the website. That's where you need to go and have a good time there. We're gonna kick this thing off. Website. Also, if you want to talk to Blues Cruiser privately, you want to discuss something with him privately, you can go to Yahoo Internet Messenger ID Mac and Travis number 2, all one word, Mac and Travis number 2. It'll pop up there whenever somebody wants to talk to you there. But if you want to talk to him privately, there you go. Otherwise, in the chat box, and I'll try to get in the chat box as much as possible, but I'm just a busy, busy guy here.
Very busy.
Busy. Got a lot of things. I got to look at this babe of the week.
That's right.
Ooh. And so there you go. Oh, let me get to some other news. Next week, we are going to have Todd Sheets in studio. And Todd is a radio talk show host. He's also a movie producer. He's produced all kinds of horror flicks is what he's into. And he's going to be in here. He does a paranormal talk show. And we want you to send your questions for Todd. What do you want to talk about? Anything paranormal, metaphysical, UFOs, ghosts, monsters, vampires, you name it. Send us an email, macandtravis@gmail.com, M-A-C and Travis at gmail.com. And if you got something you want us to talk about, and we're going to get to EVPs and reverse speech analysis, because that's what I'm into.
Absolutely.
And all kinds of good stuff. So join us for Todd Sheets next week here on the show. If you want to wait and just put in the chat box next week, I guess you can do that, but we may not actually answer your question then if you don't email it. And let's see. Oh, Travis. Everybody wants to know what Travis is doing. He's at the trout fishing tournament in Arkansas. Oh, my God, Arkansas. And I got a call from him earlier. He wants to tell everybody howdy. He's having a great time. He was half looped. They're doing jello shots tonight and playing poker. And let's see, he's caught 5 fish, and I think the largest one was just over a pound.
These are carp?
No, trout. Got carp. He's a professional carp fisherman. That'd be interesting to ask him. But anyway, so there he is doing his trout fishing thing. Ish.
And then, you know, it's snow on the ground, and it's freaking cold as hell down there, and he's fishing.
Yeah, icy coming over here, you know.
He said he had to dig the boat out so they could actually go out in the water. What a crazy dude. Crazy dude.
He is.
And let's see here. What else on the news? I'm looking through my sheet because I got all kinds of stuff. I guess that's it. And Blues Cruiser. I didn't put your website up there. I should have. I'm sorry. You want to give a website, your blog, and your email, whatever you want to give out so people can contact you later on or whatever?
Sure. Yeah, I go through MySpace. It's MySpace.com, Blues Cruiser. And same with Facebook's Blues Cruiser. But MySpace has the pics on my blog for all the shows I attend and in short commentary. And that's where I link myself to with the show.
Cool. And you are the KCR photographer and reporter, blues reporter for Kansas City.
Absolutely, yes.
So you got all the inside scoop for Kansas City blues music.
I do as much as I can to get out there and check it all out, and I post it in the blog, and I promote the station. I promote local blues the best I can.
All right, outstanding. Also, we're going to try to get your link up there later after the show. That's Guinevere in the background. Guinevere the dog is here.
The guard dog is here.
The guard dog is here, and she's going to be a pain tonight. There she is. Hello, she talks.
That's a bad guy out the back door. Okay.
That's enough. No, lay down.
And she's going to sit there and stare at me until I do something.
She's trying to do the mind trance, looks like.
Oh, man. Go lay down, Woody. All right, so there you go. I think we're all hit there, and let's see what's going on in the chat box real quick. I got to take a look quick. Tango's in there.
Yep, Delta Mike Tango.
There's some other
Tango.
People, but they're talking. Come on, people, talk.
From Australia.
Oh, wow. That's excellent. Yeah. I wonder what. Let me see. I actually have multiple time zones on my desktop here, so I can actually tell what time it is. And no, I got New Zealand. I'm sorry. I don't have Australia. It's 5 p.m. in New Zealand. But I don't know what it is in Australia. I'm sorry. It was like three time zones away or something like that, I would imagine. But maybe I need to put Australia up on my desktop.
I think it's probably, 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. over there right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty early. It's a great time.
A week from tomorrow or something like that.
It's a great time for a shot of whiskey something over like in that. Australia.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to mention one other bit of news. If you're on the website, you'll know that we have a Twitter page and we have Facebook, which is my Facebook, my Twitter page. Facebook people, I understand I get 1,000 requests for Farmville and Fishville.
Yeah, all kinds.
Oh, my God. You guys are just freaks. I really do want to participate in Fishville and maybe even Farmville. You can't apparently plant pot at Farmville.
You can't.
No, it's kind of a bummer.
Oh, man.
I don't think you can. I am going to try to someday get in there and do Farmville and Fishville, but, man. And no, I'm not going to do what's that other one, the Mafia Wars. Get that shit out of here. That's too much work there.
Yeah, they've been hitting me with since the first day I joined Mafia Wars. Supposed to give me guns or money or something. I can't remember.
God. Don't send me any Mafia War stuff because I'm not going to do it. But Fishville and Farmville, I'll try to get it. I know I've got like 8 people that live around me in Farmville, and I get these comments, well, how come you don't plant something? I don't know. Seems like a lot of work to me, trying to get away from work.
Right, that's all we do is work.
So what's been going on, man? What's been happening in your world for the last, since you've been here, the last month or so?
Man, it's just gone off the hook. Got a couple guys come over to my place. We got a 4-track digital recorder. I got my mixer hooked up. I got my mics hooked up. Got some new mics. And we've been doing some recording. We're going to do Sweet Home Chicago. Get some harp in there, get some couple guitars and 2 people singing. I'm having time of my life just doing this cool local blues thing here and jamming with some old guys like me.
Having a good time. So you thinking about getting a whole band together?
Well, it's just jams. It's
just jams.
And since I'm a bachelor, I've turned my apartment into Blues Cruisers Blues Bar. And it's a jam night all the time. I've got mics, and I've got guitars, and I've got a couch and chairs. And anybody that's into music and the blues, more than welcome to come over.
Your private club right
there. Absolutely, man. Yeah, we need strippers, so I've got a really 12-foot ceiling. I could have hell of a stripper pole in there, you know.
I wish I could help you there. I'd keep up here if I did have them. By the way, Tango says it's 4:20. There and
I was way off.
2 hours behind New Zealand. I didn't think it was too far off of that. Yeah, strippers would make a great addition
sure.
to the thing.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. You know, this is kind of a blues show, but yet we have an adult edge. Is that acceptable in the blues world? Or
always has been, as far, okay. You know, I think. So.
Strippers are a good part of blues there.
Sure, absolutely.
I could see some strippers dancing to blues. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like going to Sturgis, and and there's a band playing, and they're rock and blues rock. And all the girls are showing their breasts, and it's a real great time, you know.
Wow.
So I miss them days. I kind of want to head back that way a little bit.
I forgot to bring out my sound effects here. Let me get some sound effects. We need some boings here.
There it is.
Yeah, get a little bit louder. Remember, lay down. The dog is being a pest.
Every time the show starts, Gwenny gets on.
Yeah, and I took her outside, and she just stood there. All right, calm down, calm down, calm down. Calm down. I don't know. I play a song. I have to get her going. So now, you talk now. The blues whole scene seems to be blowing up, at least from my perspective of what I understand here in Kansas City. Is that what's happening? I mean, from like 2 years ago, is things happening, or are there more blues clubs?
There's a lot more venues, bars that are starting to book blues acts, I noticed. The slide guitarists and harp players are becoming real popular. I've been here 5 years, and one thing I do miss is the Allman Brothers used to come here every year, and I haven't seen them for a while. But on the same tack here, the blues scene, I think, as far as the great big acts to the jams, it's really big time. Kansas City, up through March, has got everything coming and landing here. And it's one right after the other. I went broke buying tickets to all these shows. But I got to go. You know, I can't miss them.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, you got the local bands. Levittown just got back from Memphis representing Kansas City and the International Blues Challenge. And then the Blues Cruise, Trampled Underfoot, has been on that. And they posted on Facebook they were playing with Curtis Salgado, who I saw at Knuckleheads. He's great. The Blues Brothers really like Curtis Salgado. And there's just so much going on, and I'll get into that second segment in the second part of the show.
Cool. So now, what you need to do, it sounds like, is win the lottery.
Yeah,
and then you can just open your own club.
I need a partner in the worst way. somebody can go to a show the same night I'm attending a show, because there's a lot of stuff happening Friday and Saturday nights, and these guys, they're not competing, they just got something going on. And it really be great if we had a musician. We also could attend these shows and be part of the jams.
Right.
I know a couple of people that go to the jams, part of the jams. I want to meet Richard, get some pictures of him, and talk with him and see how he's doing. Richard's back in Kansas City. He's had a couple CDs out. He's a player. He plays in jams down at Knuckleheads. There's a lot I want to do, and you know, just like you, I ain't got time. Strapped.
If you won the lottery, then you could. Would you just go to these places, or would you start your own club? Start your own blues bar.
I actually approached my boss to try to get a blues bar going here in Kansas City. He had the facility. It was perfect, but the money wasn't there. We'd have to get a sprinkler system. We'd have to get a whole new bathroom set up, you know. And, as you know, we're talking big bucks. Man, what am I? I ain't got nothing, you know. So.
Now, well, if you win the lottery, then you could do it.
The lottery, I buy tickets all the time at QT. You know, any day.
Any day it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know you can't win if you don't play.
That's right.
That's what they say. And I don't play. I need to start playing, because I probably missed it already, and then I'm screwed. I could have won the lottery. It'd be, you know, I'd probably, if I had enough money, I would have to own a strip bar and a blues club, and then I'd just bounce back and forth between the two.
Yeah.
And then I could, like, bring my posse of girls to the blues club and show up with five or six women strapped on me.
Sure.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Dreaming.
Well, you'd be in with the band right away.
That's right. I'd be dreaming. And then all the other advantages of being your own boss, you know. Oh, what's that?
Uh-oh. What's going on? Good grief, can you hold that? Wow.
Anyways, but you brought us some music. We're going to get to that a little bit later and going to have a good time. Oh, lots to get to tonight. Absolutely a lot. And, of course, those crazy show notes. I wanted to mention, we're going to mention this a lot, because he's our featured artist tonight, is Mick Fleetwood. And he's going to be interviewed tomorrow here on the flagship station KC Online Radio on Graveyard Blues at 1 p.m. Central Time. That's tomorrow, Sunday. here on KCOR. So if you're a big Fleetwood Mac fan, Mick Fleetwood, tune in and check out the interview. And that's pretty awesome. We're going to play a tune of him coming back, of the Mick Fleetwood Blues Band. Although I will say this, that nobody would ever hear of Mick Fleetwood or any part of Fleetwood Mac if it wasn't for Stevie Nicks, because she's actually the instigator of all their success, you know. That's the fact, Jack, right?
Absolutely. Love Stevie.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Les Llewellyn, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Mark Kerr, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Terry Knoll, the Road Rash Blues Show.
Yes. Okay then, Eric. Let's get ready to rumble.
KCOR, Kansas City Online Radio.
Access granted.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 The cockroach, man.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
Cockroach. Cockroach.
Cockroach.
Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The Internet's Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
I guess. Do I need to kick my leg and show off my panties at the same time?
Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
We're back here with Blues Cruiser, and we're having a good time.
Hey.
And got so much to get to, so let's just jump right into it. Go to the website, macandtravis.com, M-A-C and Travis.com. I don't know how many times I say that, macandtravis.com. Scroll down. You got the chat box. You got the webcam where Blues Cruiser is focused in right now. You can check him out. And also, there's the Babe of the Week. Oh, he's got his coffee there.
Man.
What do you think about her?
Oh, she's really something.
What is that? Divine Ray? Is that her name?
That's it.
Let's learn a little bit more about this chick.
Please, let's.
Actually, she spent quite a bit of time down in Australia. Is that pretty cool? She was born in Fairbanks, Alaska. Here's the story. Then she moved to Australia, and she was out on the beach as a young teen girl. Can you imagine her as a young teen girl?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah. And in a way, this female photographer came up to her and turned her into a lingerie and swimwear model.
Oh, boy.
Down in Australia. So Australia got her a good view of her. And, oh, by the way, when she was growing up in Fairbanks, she lived in a log cabin with no running water, so she's toughing it. She's a tough chick.
Oh, yeah. She had to use an outhouse.
She had to use an outhouse. She was squatting on an outhouse. For you freaks out there, you enjoy that thought. Get out of here. And then she came back to the United States and became Playboy Playmate November 2003. And let's see. I seen her on Skinamax one night. And she's doing soft porn. I don't know if she's doing hardcore. I don't know. You can click on her link there, and you can see some additional pictures of her. Not work for safe, or not safe for work. Got me all twisted up. Not safe for work to do that, but you can check her out. And let's see. She's 5'8", a little tall for me, but that's all right. 36C2436.
Yeah.
She's blonde, 126 pounds. And her shoe size is unknown. So for you shoe fetish people, we don't know her shoe size, but I'm sure you can create one in your mind. There she is. She's 32 years old, by the way. And she's got that Maryland look going on right there.
Sure does.
So I wonder what Now, I know that Maryland was a little heavier than that. I wonder how her statistics compare to Maryland's, because I think Maryland was actually like a size 11 or something like that dress. She was a pretty big girl, but she's obviously very hot. Yeah. That every man has dreamed of, Marilyn Monroe.
Indeed.
All right. We'll allow you to pleasure yourself at will, you guys out there, and you ladies. Oh, by the way, ladies, I got some good news for you. I know what you're saying. You always got this babe of the week thing. You're always talking about boobs and all that other stuff. Well, it's not this week, but on the 13th, I think it's the 13th of next month, we are going to have, hopefully in studio, the most handsome guy in the world. Can you believe that? That's all I'm going to tell you. So get prepared, ladies, to see one of the most handsome men on the planet, hopefully on the webcam, in 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow.
So be prepared, ladies.
You're going to like that. Ladies crazy.
Oh, man, they're all getting excited now. We want to see what this guy looks like. He has not just two or three abs, you know, the little defined abs. His whole ab is defined, so apparently. He believes that he's the most handsome man on the planet, though. So, and I guess he's going to prove it to us. We don't really care, but, you know, whatever. Let's see. Let's get to the artist of the week. Yes, Mick Fleetwood will be on the show on KCOR, the flagship station, tomorrow on Graveyard Blues, and we hope you'll tune in for that. And if you don't tune in for that, then you better listen to the other affiliates, the Cockroach and Rant Radio. We don't want to forget about you guys, too. You know, all these stations are great that carry the show, so... Each station has a little bit different thing going on, so it will fit what you like. So check them out. Mick Fleetwood's blues band.
Yeah.
You like this?
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a new album out. I don't have the album.
I don't either, but I've been listening to a couple select tracks.
Oh, man, I wish I could. This is actually a live version. Let me bring it up here. I got to find it here. Of Albatross, an old Fleetwood Mac tune.
Sure is.
And playing guitar is Rick Vito. And the reason I mentioned Rick Vito is because he also plays guitar in a Bob Seger tune that I really like called Like a Rock. I may have to play it a little bit later. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's got that great slide in it.
And yes, definitely. And he filled in for Lindsey Buckingham and Fleetwood Mac there for a few years until Lindsey got off the pot and decided he needed a life again, so he went back into Fleetwood Mac, and Stevie allowed him back into the band, which was nice of her. Very kind young lady. And did you know this? This was kind of fascinating. I guess Stevie's actually older than Christine, the only one older than her in Fleetwood Mac is Mick Fleetwood.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. No. That's crazy, because she looks like she's only like 22 right now. So.
Yeah.
You're not disagreeing with me, are you?
I
You're surrounded by Stevie Nicks pictures. You don't have a choice.
And the best ones, too. The very best ones. The best ones right behind you.
Well,
I mean, good
well,
grief.
I've got posters out the yin-yang. I'll have to poster this place. Anyway, this is Albatross, and this is a nice mellow tune, if I can find it here, of Fleetwood Mac's Blues Band. Thank you. It's awfully mellow there.
Sure was.
Wake up, people. I still like the guitar work on that, though.
Thank you.
When I listened to it earlier, I really
like
it. I still really like it, but it's just kind of mellow, though.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
Yeah. All right, people, wake up. All right, continuing with Up All Night with Mac and Travis. Yes, Travis is gone. He's got a fishing tournament in Arkansas. There you go. Can you believe that? Mr. Professional Fisherman. So let's give him a little stuff for him here since he's out there fishing. There you go, Travis. In Arkansas. Digging the boat out from the snow. The snow has buried the boat. What a crazy dude. Anyway, let's see. Oh, what we learned this week. I better play this. You need the opening for what we learned this week. I don't know if you learned anything this week, but...
Well, I was hoping you did.
I've learned a lot this week. I always learn a lot.
It's time once again for what we learned this week on the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
Oh, wow, man. Wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's going to look like this year?
All right, yes, we got our crazy what we learned this week, and I learned all kinds of stuff. Here's the first thing I learned this week, and let me make sure I find it here, because it's really irritating, and I want to make sure everybody else hears it. Let me look for it. What's it under? I got to make sure I find this shit. It annoys me because I can't find nothing around here. Okay, you know, I hear this being played everywhere. You know, Brett Favre sang this song after they won their game, you know, a while back, a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And this was from American Idol. They had one of their contestants sing this, and it's about the most annoying thing, but I can't get it out of my head. So maybe it will get into your brain, and you're forced to listen.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground, call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool, walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Giddy up. Hey, get your pants off the ground, looking like a fool, walking... Talking with your pants on the ground. Get it up. Hey, get your pants on the ground. Looking like
Oh, that's enough. Boy, that's annoying as can be. But everybody's playing it, and everybody's talking about it, and it's just driving me crazy. That's the first thing I learned this week, that's annoying. So that's disgusting. Also, I went to get a haircut. You didn't notice my haircut. I look like Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah,
I got I got a strange haircut, and it's because I got my haircut from a Russian chick.
That's it. That's why.
And she could really hard to hear English, you know, very, very bad English. And she cut my hair, and I swear to God, it looks like a Russian haircut. It sucks, a big one. And what do you want for $17 freaking, I guess? But
good
man,
grief, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Well, that's with a tip, because you always got to tip her, be nice and all that. But it made me think, this was a few years ago, that I was somewhere, I can't remember where I was, but these three young guys, they were probably in their early 30s, now not real young, but whatever, and they had Russian flag t-shirts on.
That was a craze not too long ago.
It was.
Russian flag t-shirts.
And they were Russian, and they, you know, again, not very good at speaking English. And what was kind of funny, you'll kind of get this because you were in the military too, it was just like when I was in the military, it was the Cold War. And these guys were my enemy.
Yeah,
I mean, here. These are the ones I wanted to kill, yeah. And here they are.
We train daily, you know, to take these
guys out. Yeah, I mean, that's all our focus. We didn't have focus on Al-Qaeda or all these other people. We had focus on Russians. And here they are roaming around, and it's very odd because it kind of got me back. You're programmed in the military to hate these people.
Yep.
And to kill them. And then they're roaming around with their Russian flags on their shirt.
Right.
So I don't know. It's just very peculiar. That's what I learned. And let's see, what did I write down? Oh, this one. Real quickly. Guinevere!
There's a bad guy at the back door.
Yeah, probably. She wants to go potty. You're going to have to wait for the next song, okay, Gwenny? Yes, go lay down. The next song, I'll let you outside. Heesh. I want to make an announcement to all you ladies out there. These are for the ladies. The ladies that are going to force their husbands or boyfriends or significant best friend, male, whatever, Or maybe you got a boy, a friend, a male friend that you think is just a friend, but actually he wants to fuck you. But that's another story. All you ladies, we got the Winter Olympics coming up here, and you're going to be forcing your male person to be watching the figure skating. I want you to understand something. Please do not force your guy friend to watch figure skating. They don't want to watch figure skating. Most guys don't even like the Olympics to begin with. But figure skating, I'm going to tell you right now, ladies, this is what the guys are thinking as these figure skaters are twirling around. They're, every one of them, I mean 100%, if they're not gay, 100% of the guys are thinking, man, this would be cool if they weren't wearing panties. I guarantee it, because that's what I think every time I, for the last 20 years when I've been forced to watch figure skating, I look there and I go, man, I wonder what that'd be like if she wasn't wearing panties.
Well, you know, it's, since I was a little boy, I've been watching figure skating, and it looks to me like it was soft porn, all that underwear, you know, in your face, and after a while, you graduate from soft porn, you want it to get a little bit more hardcore, and it never does.
It never does. You know? And I remember, yes, there are some hot chicks. I remember Yaksana Bayul was a Russian figure skater. Man, she was smoking hot. She was smoking. But, I, you know, they need to have some chicks with a little bit bigger breasts out there figure skating. Well, I guess they'd fall down more.
The Russian girls, you know, they're especially in, what do they call that? They walk the beam.
Yes.
There's a, they're almost
gymnastics.
Yeah, gymnastics. And they're almost always Russian.
Yeah.
And they do real good, you know, and it's kind of like slow motion when they twirl around that beam. You get some close-ups. And I let myself go there pretty good on the
this is there's my point right there, ladies. This is what the guys are thinking. So let them watch the hockey and then say, okay, dear, you can go mow the grass or whatever you got to do. If you're in Australia, you can go mow the grass. If you're in the United States, you can shovel snow.
Yeah. Lots of it, too.
Yeah. Or unless you're in Arizona like AZ Racer. I don't know what the hell he's doing down there because they don't have grass to mow and they don't have snow. They just party all the time.
That's it. All the time.
Man. It's like one big party down there.
Down there in Phoenix.
Yeah, what a ripoff.
That's where Stevie lives.
It is. Scottsdale. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Amazing. I used to go down there. I've told the main story, but she does a benefit each year, and I try to go down there. I haven't been there in years, but go down there and see her and go to the benefit show, and pretty cool. I need to go to that. I wonder if she's still doing it. I'm sure she is.
I'm sure she is.
But go visit her. And I guess you can actually get into the pre-show where you have dinner with Stevie and, you know, 1,000 of her closest friends, which are other people that contribute.
Sure.
To the thing, but I've never had that much money to do it, so.
Me neither.
So.
If I had the money, I'd go everywhere I could.
That's what it's about, money. So what have you learned this week? Or, well, we're out of time.
Oh, well, I didn't learn very much anyway.
All right. We'll be right back with more Up All Night with Mac Travis. We got some Kansas City blues artists coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
Get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
they are... They would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
You smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We gotta get the word out.
Word out, word out. Hey! Maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money, and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some profits.
So we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold look.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch. The Cockroach.
Say too many bad words.
We have a damn right to say whatever the
we want
minor detail.
And we're going to fucking say it.
Saturdays at noon.
You're a fucking piece of shit if you are that easily offended.
Listener discretion is advised.
I can't do this.
No, just keep going, please.
No.
It's going good.
You're an asshole. Hello, blues lovers. This is a list of just a few of the blues artists I've interviewed right here on KCOR.
Debbie Davies.
Tommy Castro. Lil' Dave Compton.
Mark Hughes from Mark.
Mac Arnold.
Sandy Mack.
Larry McCrae.
Quincy McCormick.
Lori Morvan.
Sean Chambers.
Kinsley Ellis.
Joe Louis Walker.
Mike Zito.
Jimmy Dawkins.
Zell Cooper.
Anna Popovich.
Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA Time, A1Blues.com. Check it out.
Steve Geiger.
Joanne Shaw Tyler. Candy
Kane. Mick Wong. Jody Curtis.
KCOR. Kansas City Online Radio.
I hate both these idiots. One of them is a sleazebag, and one of them's a douchebag.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Trent.
All she wanted was a biscuit. Just what's a biscuit every half hour?
Well, that's guard dog. They always want something.
Oh, man. It's kind of interesting you had that little intro right there. We've got a new promo. I want to play you the new promo for all you listening. This happens to be KCR's promo, but the other affiliates have the same promo heading their way, so just replace it with your favorite station. But let's take a listen to our new promo. I thought it was kind of humorous.
Here we go.
What are listeners saying about the Up All Night radio show with Mac and Travis?
I'd rather listen to the sound of a cat being neutered, or murdered for that matter.
My stomach couldn't digest it. It was nasty.
Keep lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life,
backslidden Nebraska fool,
snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, over.
One of them is a sleazebag, and one of them's a douchebag.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
Find out what everybody's talking about. Listen live Saturday night.
All right.
So there you go. There's the new promo.
Very good.
That's quite humorous. I want to do one for the ladies, too. I want to do one up for the ladies, you know. What are the ladies like? Let's see. I got the first part of it. Let me find that. I know we're digressing here, but it's still rather humorous. You'll hear this later on. Let me see if this even works. I don't even know what this one is. Oh, well, we won't do that. Oh, here it is.
He is such a stud.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he makes me so hot.
I'm working on that.
That's a good start.
It's a good start. You got to start somewhere, so there you go. All right. one other thing I wanted to mention on things we learned. You said you didn't have anything you wanted to, you didn't want to talk about work.
Yeah,
work is a nightmare.
Work, that's all I could think about, and I don't want to bring that up. You know.
Yeah, I agree there. I try to avoid that. But I was going to mention something else that happened to me this week. I got a Trojan on my computer, and it was
my God.
It was a bad one, too. Man, it was a pain in the ass to get off. It took me 2 days.
All that porn.
And, well, yeah, well, you know what's funny is I didn't get it. I look at least 100 websites of porn a week, at least, probably more like 1,000, but that's another story. And I never, well, I sometimes it pops up and says, oh, you've been attacked or whatever, and it gets rid of it. But, because I know how to handle porn. I didn't get it from a porn site. I got it off of Twitter Pics, the Twitter site that does the photos for Twitter. That's where I got this freaking Trojan at. So all you people that say, oh, porn is dangerous, don't go and look at it, you could infect your computer. Well, no, it's Twitter Pics is what infected me. So leave my porn alone, baby. My porn is doing good. Yeah, baby. Woo! Wow, look at that. I can't believe those girls can do that. Woo! Enough of that. All right, we've got the first artist from Kansas City, and let me find it here. Trample Underfoot, tell us about him.
Trample Underfoot's a family band, two brothers and a sister. They all play left-handed. They've been on, I think they're still playing on the blues cruise, and they've been playing every night at Fort Lauderdale, Florida. My favorite local blues band, hands down, Trample Underfoot. They, when they play, they've had a lot of guests. They've been guests for people that come through town. They were guests. They opened for Kenny Wayne Shepherd and played and jammed with Kenny Wayne at the, I think it was Harris, Voodoo Lounge. And they're just one of my favorites. And every time I hear them play, it's, you know, it's just great. I love them.
Cool. All right. And this is Rather Be Blind. Is that the name of it? Is that the one you wanted?
Is that the one you're going to play?
Which one do you want me to play?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
All right. Rather Be Blind. This is Trample Underfoot.
Absolutely.
Kansas City band right here. First time I ever heard this, so woo-hoo. I'm right with you. Woohoo!
Yeah, right.
Something told me it was over. When I saw you head on walking by, something deep down in my soul it said, cry, girl. When I saw you, I saw you at a talking, baby, yeah. Ooh, I would rather be a blind girl than to see you walk away. Walk away from me, baby, again. Oh, 'cause you see, love you so much, I don't wanna watch you leave. Ooh, most of all, the main thing is I just cannot be free. A blind girl, I don't want to watch you walk away.
kiss. Ooh, Lord, in your warm embrace, yes, I was. But then I saw that reflection in that glass. I held it to my lips. I was looking in that glass and I saw the reflection of a tear rolling down my face. Oh, so I cried, baby. Hear me crying, baby. Oh, open your ears, baby. Baby, I tell you, I don't want to see.
Don't want to.
Ooh, don't make me do it. Oh, baby, I don't want you.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to watch you.
Recorded live.
Walk away.
And their web link there is on the website, so if you want to go check them out, Trampled Underfoot. Got anything exciting to tell us about them? Or
If you guys get a chance, they play out at BB's Lawnside Barbecue every Tuesday. They call it Trampled Underfoot Tuesday. It's a good time to see them. It's a great venue. Get yourself some barbecue out there and support BB's. A lot of good music out there. When Shine Tops Jr., who plays keyboards, he has a show out there too. When he plays with him, it's just like the greatest blues band in the world. It's just wonderful. Real good stuff.
Cool. Excellent. And the link there is, again, at the website. We're going to be hitting those other artists here coming up a little bit later. At first one, Trampled Underfoot. You said they do a lot with Levittown. Is that who you said?
Yeah, Danielle, who's the lead singer you just heard, plays bass. She's married to Brandon, who's the lead guitarist for Levittown.
Oh,
and Levittown has a jam every Saturday at Knuckleheads.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Well, let's see here. We got so much to get to. Oh, man, I forgot that. We got 3 hours worth of stuff here.
All
we
right.
really do. And we got to make sure we get these songs in.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Oh, we got a few minutes to the top of the hour. I want to go ahead and get to the show notes real quick, and then we've still got those 20 questions for you.
Oh, boy.
You're going to get the interrogation. We got more music. We have a news update and comedy break. That's all what's coming up, so you'll definitely want to stay with
us. Stick around.
Lots more. And your blues report, too.
Oh, yeah.
Got to have that.
My in-depth.
In-depth.
Yeah.
In-depth team coverage. That's what we got here. This is in-depth team coverage. Let's get this whole thing started right here.
He's old, creepy, and kind of lovable in a sick sort of way. It's Mac with the Lifestyle Report.
All right. Going to look at the show notes real quick. There's not very many of them. And I'm going to skip around. Real quickly, this one, let's see. Well, the skiing for couch potatoes, that's quite amusing. It's couches skiing. You know, you put skis on couches and people sit on it and they go down the mountain. So there you go. That's fun. Some of these aren't really exciting to listen to. You watching that?
Yeah.
So people, they got to have fun somewhere, I guess. And, of course, the while you're looking at that, the second story, which I'm not going to play, everybody's drove this in the ground, but here in Kansas City, they had a coach that they blindfolded, and he made the half-court shot, and it's on there. It's been on the news everywhere. Everybody's talked about it. It's very fascinating. But if you haven't seen it, go and check it out. I think it was the girls' basketball team or something like that promised him that if he could make the shot, he could get Final Four tickets. Well, he made the shot, and now they're screwed.
Yep.
So, also in the show notes, Jesus on a coconut. What do you think about that? Is that Jesus on a coconut, or what is that?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
Let me check this out. I didn't get a good look at this.
Who else could it be? I thought it was like a Gaddafi at first, but no, that's Jesus.
Oh, it looks like the moon to me. Looks like the man in the moon.
There is a face on there,
I think. Yeah. I got a one of those Cheetos. I can't tell you what it looked like, but it looked like a woman's, you know.
Uh-huh.
Blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
And
a Cheeto?
A Cheeto.
Oh, okay.
I should have saved it, put it on, whatchamacallit. Also on the show notes, this is for Trish. Is Trish in the box?
Oh, yeah.
Trish, this is for you. Night shooting. This is at the all-famous Knob Creek shooting range, the machine gun thing, show. And this is nighttime fire. Reminds me of when I was in the military, too. Look at that. Wow. That looks like a blast, baby. That looks like fun as hell. All right, we'll be right back with more of this right after this short break.
This is Mark Kerr. If you're ready for the blues rock experience, then I invite you to join me each and every Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Mark Kerr's Blues Nation right here at the home of blues rock and cool talk, KCOR.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach.
The Internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the Internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The Internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/roachradio.
Mac, if you can't stop staring at my tits, I'm gonna quit. It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
All right, back here on the Up All Night Radio Show, and welcome to the Spanish lady, or Mexican, I don't know, Espanol.
Mamacita.
Hello there. I don't know how I took Spanish in high school, and I don't know anything.
I had study hall in a Spanish class.
Oh, wow. But I guess Breeze actually can speak it, and I'm surprised to AZ. I'm sure he can because he's down there in New Mexico and stuff. But all right, so we got a lot more to get to. I bet she's here for the music, though. So we want to hit another local artist. How about that?
Very good. Absolutely. Who you got next?
I think it's Levittown is the one you want next.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, that's a great
band. Tell us a little bit about Levittown.
Levittown is... As far as I've seen them at their open jams, they're really open and loose, very laid back at the jams. When they play live, they're focused, concentrated, blues, rockabilly type sound. For me, they're just perfect. I like this kind of band. It's the kind of band I wish I was in, wish I could start or be a part of. And they promote the blues just as much as anybody could. Yeah, a fantastic asset to the Kansas City blues scene.
Oh, man, you hear about them everywhere. You always see them mentioned. And, well, let's take a listen.
Absolutely.
This is what, KC Killer.
Mm-hmm, my favorite.
Levittown with KC Killer.
Killer.
Excellent. There you go. As we continue to go through the featured artists here. Kansas City featured artists brought to us by Blues Cruiser. And we've got a couple more. The websites are linked right there on our page for the artists that you're hearing tonight at macandtravis.com. While you're there at macandtravis.com, let's finish up these show notes. There are a lot of people that need to learn how to play pool that don't know how to play pool. And there's a little video there that helps you, you know, if you're interested in learning how to play pool. It's kind of an instructional thing. And take a look at that. And let me see if I can bring it up here. It's going very slowly,
yeah,
so watch that in the privacy of your own home. And if you want to learn to play pool, there you go. You'll like it. Believe me, you'll like it. Also, on the show notes is a very strange thing. It's you have to click on the Susan Sarandon spanking a monkey. Now, if you click on this, it's apparently at a rock concert. And I'll play a little bit of that. Anyway, there's a rock concert going on and some band. And there's a couple of guys dressed up as pigs on stage. And if you'll speed it up a little bit there to, a minute into or something like that. Susan Sarandon, by the way, she is freaking smoking hot. Is that really Susan Sarandon? It sure looks like her.
It kind of does.
Anyway, she is taking these guys dressed up as pigs. She bends one over and she spanks the pig with a stick. And I find that strangely hot. Is that weird or what?
That's weird.
That is weird. Yeah. But I like Susan Sarandon. She is one hot-looking woman.
She always has been ever since that movie she was in.
Pretty Baby.
The Freak Show.
Pretty. Oh, man, she's still freaking smoking hot. And I don't know how old she is, but it doesn't matter. She is gorgeous.
I think she's 98 now.
No, no. And then the pig is crying because I can't explain this video. I have no sense of what the hell's going on here. Montreal concert, New York Highland Ballroom. I don't know,
I can't get the link to load.
Oh, man, what a bummer.
Yeah,
your computer's clogged up.
Clogged up.
Here. After the show, you have to go and check it out.
I will.
Also, last on the show notes, bird guitar. This guy set up a electric guitar outside. And let's take a listen, see if we can hear anything. And there's a bunch of birds sitting on it. And as the birds move, it plays. Let's see what the birds can play.
Oh, that's Hendrix. That's Hendrix.
The Finch. That's Rocket Baby.
Key to the Highway. That's... Wow.
So that's rather amusing. Man. And I sure hope he cleans off the poop, bird poop. So there you go. That's the show notes. Go and check them out in the privacy of your own home. There you go. So, I was going to say, Trish, that night shoot. Is she still in the chat box? I presume she's still in the chat box. Let me see if she's still in there. I don't see her.
Right? I don't know. I've got a couple pages that won't close.
Trish. If you're in there, Trish, show note for you, the night shoot. When I was in the Army, we do the night shoot. We had a valley, and surrounding the valley was probably, 50 M60 machine guns. And we were doing night shoot with the M60, and we had the it was awesome. It was just like that.
I bet it was spectacular.
It was great. Yep. And they did the daytime, and they had jets fly over real low like they were, you know, dropping ordnance, but they really didn't drop anything. And then they had artillery come in and all that. It was really awesome. So
airship.
What a fun time. So there you go. What, the old Peter Green Fleetwood Mac 2?
Yeah, she's...
I like it all. I like all Fleetwood Mac. All right. Let's go ahead and move on. Let me see what else I got here. Oh, you want to do the German thing since we're big into the Mexican? We had a chick speaking in Mexican there. We can't talk to her. But I'm going to be quiet here, and we're going to do this for our station, and you're going to speak German for us, kind of give us a little, liner.
For all of our German listeners, for which evidently them. There's a great...
There's a freaking nuts, a bunch of them, I don't understand.
That's wild.
But I know most of them speak English because that's, you know, I understand it's pretty common in Germany that most everybody speaks English too, but this is just for them. So I'll be quiet now, and this is Blues Cruiser, a message for you Germans.
Guten Tag, ich heiße Blues Cruiser. Sie hören dem's Kansas City Online Radio nach Haus das Niedergeschlagenes Heizfelsens und Kühlen Gesprächs
zoo.
Wow, there you go. What he said. Let's give him a round of applause for that.
That was a little bit difficult.
What he said. Now, are you sure you didn't say, tune into another station?
No, I didn't put in another one.
You guys stink. We beat your ass in two wars. We got two words for you.
Whenever they decide to take a little stroll into Poland, you know trouble's
coming. All right. Oh, man. All right, let's get to, you ready for the, so much to get to. I don't know where I should even begin.
A whole lot.
Man, let me look at my list here. Oh, man, I forgot to do that, too. Okay. Let's get to interrogate you. Now, if you're going to be a regular, you got to be interrogated. This is part of your ritual here. So do you choose to come back at a future time?
Yes.
All right. Now, here's the deal. Just like the CIA over in Afghanistan with the Taliban, we have to loosen you up a little bit.
Oh, man.
We got to break you before we can rebuild you. That's the only way we can get this true account of what you get. So I've got a few sound effects here to kind of break you. And that way you'll open up and answer these questions honestly. So you'll hear these. And I know they're irritating, but they're meant to be. Oh, my God. That's irritating.
Oh, man.
That is irritating. Another irritating sound to break you. Oh, man. That's awful. That's the sounds of hell. Oh, man. That's irritating, isn't it?
Is that what that is? Okay.
And then one last one to break you, and then we'll be ready. Oh, my God. That should break you right there. Okay, you're broken now, right?
That's it.
Okay, you answer these questions. You got to answer them fast, though.
Okay.
And this is a method for listeners to find out who you are, and that way, when you come back, they already know all about you.
Okay.
Pretty good. Pretty easy. 20 easy questions.
Let's go.
Number one, where were you born?
England.
England?
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. Well, how'd you end up here?
Adopted.
Adopted. Well, that's interesting. Cool. See, already two questions down. Boob man or butt man?
Boob.
Boob. All right, let's give him a big round of applause for that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Another one on my side. Come on. Give him a round of applause out there. Come on, baby. Round of applause. Yeah. Give me another beer while you're up there.
Yeah.
I got people. All right. They're going to make a movie of your life. Who's going to play you?
Peter Fonda.
Peter Fonda.
Yeah.
All right. What was the movie he was in? The biker movie? What's a
Easy Rider? Easy Rider.
You like that movie?
Yeah, it's great.
Great movie. It always makes me sad. I can't even watch it anymore. The ending is sad.
Yeah, it is very sad.
Next question. Two partners in a threesome. Name your two other partners.
Whew,
preferably
really?
Celebrities.
Well, yeah. I guess that'd have to be Halle Berry and Stevie Nicks.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting to know Blues Cruiser here. That's what we're doing. UFO, ghost, Bigfoot, or other unexplained phenomena that you've experienced?
UFO.
All right. Tell us about it.
I was with binoculars at night at a lookout point overlooking the Missouri River. And looked to the right, and about 7 bright points of light appeared in the sky and then went away. They weren't moving. They just appeared in a formation and then disappeared real quick. It was really strange.
Very odd. Huh. I like UFO stories. I like all the stories. So many people have seen them. And we're going to get into that next week, by the way. Again, Todd Sheets is going to be our guest next week. Paranormal, metaphysical, any ghost, reptilians, whatever you want to talk about. Todd Sheets is going to be here in studio next week. So send us your questions, macandtravis@gmail.com. Or make sure you be here and get in the chat box and ask your questions because we're having a great time. He's a movie producer that produces horror flicks, and also he's a talk radio host. So Todd Sheets are going to be in the studio next week, and we're really going to get into some UFO stuff. I got some EVPs and some reverse speech, too.
Whoa.
All right. Best 5 minutes of your life.
Oh, man, that would have to be at a concert. Yeah.
Who would it be?
Tommy Bolin.
Tommy Bolin concert,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
This is an easy question. What group is in your iPod? Well, we're listening to who's in your iPod, your favorite singers. If you had one favorite singer of all time, one favorite band.
Let's see. That'd have to be Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Outstanding. What do you think of Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
I really like Kenny Wayne Shepherd a lot, yeah.
He's good. Yeah. All right, okay, you get a date with a woman. What's the oldest age of a woman you'll go with?
174.
They're wide open then, right? About youngest.
I'd say 25.
Oh, wow, okay. I thought the standard was 17
no,
in the
no.
state of Kansas.
Nah, it's okay.
All right. This one is a trick question, but you got to answer it. Favorite angelic female singer?
Angelic?
Yes.
Female singer?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. She passed away. What's her name? Eva Cassidy.
Oh, okay. I thought you picked Stevie. Angelic. Should ABBA be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Absolutely not.
Ah, come on.
But they're going to be anyway.
I mean, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
That kind of just makes me want to vomit. And I'm an ABBA fan, but come on.
When their movie came out, I went to the theater and saw it.
Oh, Mamma Mia?
Whatever, ABBA the movie.
Oh, ABBA the movie, okay.
Yeah.
I love ABBA, and I told the story. That was my first masturbation. It was the ABBA girls. But they're not rock and roll.
No, okay. They're not.
And it just makes the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame look like the Baseball Hall of Fame, just like a bunch of idiots. Favorite color?
Purple.
Purple, all right. We're getting to know Blues Cruiser here with the 20 questions. Favorite type or color of women's underwear?
Light blue.
Light blue.
Yeah.
Wow, that's different. Let's see. First automobile?
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen, wow. Yeah. German.
Had a Beetle.
Wow. Favorite adult beverage?
Busch Light.
Busch Light. Wow.
Or Jameson Special Reserve.
All right. I figured, what's that other stuff that you were drinking? The
Patron.
Patron. That's, I figured you picked that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Should pot be legal?
Absolutely.
All right. That seems to be a unique question that everybody answers. Would you do Hillary Clinton?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And favorite porn actress?
Oh, shit. Got me there.
How about the girl tonight, the babe of the week?
Yeah, she was just fine.
And dream job, real quick.
Rock star.
There you go. We'll be right back with more Up All Night with Mac Trent.
Join me, Dominic Forbes, every Sunday morning, 10 till midday, here on KC Online Radio.
Soft rock classics. Dominic Forbes.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach. The cockroach.
The Internet's Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
You may not use rage-enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack cocaine, flippy-flippies, jellies, stingers, trick sticks, bing-bangs, or flying willies.
It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
All right, here we're back here, Up All Night with Mac and Travis, and Blues Cruiser is having to restart his computer there. I figured that.
Yeah, I had to.
Put the cam back, she says. Well, we will try. We will try. But we'll do that during this next song. How about that? We'll get the computer back running.
CH?
Yes, CH.
Okay.
And number 2 for the password. And anyway, so. All right. Let's see. And we'll get the webcam back up. He had to restart. The computer froze up. I had it on webcam all day today. And I had 8 or 9 people looking at an empty chair. For hours, and I'm going, what are the people looking at an empty chair for? And every once in a while, I'd pop in, And I wonder if they actually saw me or what happened. So, anyway. All right, next group on the list is... What is... Scotty Boy? Who is this? Tell us about this group.
Scotty Boy Daniels Blues Band.
All right.
And excellent band. If you like good harp, you like a fluid, cool blues rock guitarist, this band is it.
All right. Well, let's take a listen. This is Scotty Boy what?
Scotty Boy Daniel Blues right. Band. And Scott Daniel, he's
on this. Here we go. Should have the webcam up.
Okay.
You got it back up there. You think? Report from the chat box. Are we back on the air? No. Maybe I need to refresh this. Reload. Let me reloading it and see. Yeah, there we are. I think you're back on the air on the webcam, and you're back in the chat box, and he is back.
Okay.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Mike Morgan. I know it's, I'm missing out on all the conversations, so you know how that is. All right, so there's, who was that? Forgot who the hell it was.
Whoops. Let me get, I've got myself loaded up here a million times. All right.
And his the link is there on the website, by the way. Scotty Boy Daniel Blues Band. And the link is right there at macandtravis.com. We've still got one more band to go. Here tonight, and we're going to do that. But let me see if I got time for this. I don't know. I never know how much time I got left. So
you go through it.
You what?
Go through the time quick.
I got still. Well, I guess I could go ahead and do the news story. We got breaking news. I guess we can do that. Let me find it here, and then we'll get on to the other stuff. So much to get to here tonight, and not a hell of a lot of time. Breaking news. This is from the Onion News Network.
It's the Onion Radio News Weekly World Report. I'm Doyle Redland. This week, Pope Benedict XVI announced a bold plan to construct a moon-based Vatican by the year 2017. Papal spokesman Cardinal Joseph Localo told the international press that His Holiness intends to create a lunar foothold with a new generation of space shuttle designed by the pontiff himself.
Missionary 1 will be the only divinely inspired spacecraft out there. Its solid fuel rockets will be infallible.
The outer shell will be made of a secret lighter-than-air gold alloy that has been under development in Rome for centuries. In news from the Middle East, Al-Qaeda mastermind Osama bin Laden has reignited world outrage after drunkenly throwing a hotel phone at a member of the paparazzi. Bin Laden's press agent, Hassan al-Hamid, says the international terrorist now considers the incident embarrassing. And in the world of entertainment, executives at the Lifetime Channel expect their new reality show, Puppy, to revolutionize cable television. The hour-long episodes will feature non-stop shots of rollicking, romping, and tummy rubs before the young golden retriever finally settles down for an unrehearsed nap. Producer Emily Chartson.
Puppy is what Lifetime viewers want now. In a way, it's all they've ever wanted.
And finally this week, 14-year-old Raymond Brodsky, angered by the failure of his reanimated frog to take top honors at his school's science fair, has vowed that his vengeance will be cold and unpleasant. Officials have restricted the boy's access to the school's science lab to prevent him from completing flesh-dissolving mittens for the whole school. This has been Doyle Redland with the Onion Radio News Weekly World Report. Tell Juanita to open the garage door. I'm driving home tonight with the lights off.
There you go with all the latest news right there. And we were talking a little bit. I want to go ahead and play this because I missed playing it earlier, our great comedy tonight. You know, we have to have comedy in this show. And we were talking about old musicians and what happens to them, like, I don't know, all these old rockers.
Neil Diamond
and... Oh, the ones that we like a little more than Neil Diamond. I'm not a big Neil Diamond fan. He's okay, but let's take a listen. This is Tim Hawkins, and he's got a pretty good perspective on it all.
Yes, I saw him getting older, but, you know, I think that being a comedian, I could do comedy for a long time and still it would look, you know, okay. I think a lot of musicians I see, like rock stars, they need to quit after a while. And it just doesn't look right, you know. I'm just like, but I'm like, if you're a musician, though, I say, you know, if you get older, just keep singing, but just change your songs. You know, make it look more believable, no matter what group you are. You know, like the Village People. Change your songs. You know, I got a letter from AARP. Something like that. Yeah. No matter who you are, like Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton's getting older. He'll have to change his songs like a... When the day has begun, put some of this on Rogaine. If you got a bald spot and want to keep what you got, Rogaine. Your hairline is declining, you shine. No matter who you are, like a Tom Petty. Tom Petty's getting older. What's Tom Petty gonna say?
Don't come in my yard no more. You've ruined my lawn before. Whatever you kids are looking for.
Hey!
Don't come in my yard no more.
How about the Who?
Who am I? Who am I?
Who the heck are you? Oh, we can do this all night, man. How about Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Girl, to dance with you is my favorite thing. Yeah. but when I hit the floor, I really feel the pain. So I need to put on my orthopedic shoes. So boogie with you, yeah. I'm gonna put on my orthopedic shoes. So boogie with you, yeah.
But Neil Diamond. Okay, maybe not. Neil Diamond, getting older. Here we go.
Jello again. Jello. I always eat Jello. I love that jiggly thing you do. And you make lunch great. I can hardly wait. Jello.
Who else is getting older, man? Like the Eagles. The Eagles getting older. This is what they're going to sing right here.
On a dark country highway, cool wind in your hair, warm smell of a corn dog rising up through the air. You see a sign in the distance that says, we're open all day. And if you walk up to the entrance, it's where you hear me say, I'm a greeter at Walmart in California. Yeah, I work the door at the superstore. I hand out stickers at a Walmart in California, where my vest is blue and my hair is too.
No collection like this would be complete as far as getting older. Would be Garth Brooks, I think. I would love to hear what Garth is going to sing up into his 80s, so we'll finish this with Garth. Here we go.
My buddies and me were once wild and free. Now we ain't doing so great. We used to go down and tear up the town, and now we're all in bed by 8. Our parties are fewer, we're sipping in sure. Instead of our glass of champagne, now when we get together, we just talk about the weather. And all we ever do is complain. Cause all my friends have hip replacements, cause they slipped and fell in their garage or basement. We're old and pale, and our bones are frail. Yeah, years ago we were stealing bases. Now we spend our time having wheelchair races. Oh, all my friends have hip replacements. God bless you.
All right, there you go. Tim Hawkins.
That was great.
And it is kind of weird because everybody's getting old. These old guys that I listened to growing up are just getting ancient. You look at the Rolling Stones, and it's just like, wow, guys. Even Fleetwood Mac and Stevie. Stevie's getting old. I hate to say it, but
we all are.
She looks close to 30 now, so yeah. Anyway. Don't even say it in the chat box. I don't want to hear it. We have a lot more to come. Coming up after the break is going to be Blues Cruisers Blues Report. And we've got another artist to do, too.
Right on.
And let me find just a tad bit of music to end up this segment with. I wonder who should I play that's kind of... There's somebody that's going to play.
Yeah, you were talking earlier. It was...
What the heck? two stars new. This is not it. Oh, I know what I could play.
What's that?
And I don't know if everybody's going to like it, but I really don't care. And you know what it is. We're going to take this out, and we'll be back right after the break. Where's it at here? I don't think that's it. Where's it at? Somebody took it.
It's gone.
Where is it at? We don't want that song. Oh, here it is. All right. We'll be back right after the break. Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis. You know I was going to play this.
Oh, here it is.
To the music alternative.
The Texas Blues Cafe, man. All the way. Yeah.
Taking blues into the 21st century.
21st century blues.
21st century blues.
Yeah. All the music that anyone wanted to hear.
I absolutely love your music.
I'm so happy. I am totally hooked on you guys now. I'll go back to the other one.
I'm going to Texas. Yeah, yeah.
Exploring podcast technology and striving for bluescast excellence. We are the Texas Blues Cafe.
Now heard Saturday nights at 10. Here on KCOR Online Radio.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mick Shane from the Mick Shane Rock Show, and you're listening to Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR.
Do you want to see me in a cheerleading outfit? It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
All right, back here. On the Up All Night Radio Show, and we're exploring the world of Kansas City blues music with Blues Cruiser here tonight. And in case you didn't know, of course, Travis is gone this week. He is at a trout fishing tournament in beautiful Arkansas.
Exotic.
Exotic. There you go.
Arkansas.
And he had to dig the boat out of the snow down there because they got a ton of snow. And it's he froze his ass off, and... He's a nut job just to catch a trout.
Anything for a fish.
That's what you get for being a professional trout fisherman. So it's got to be on his thing there. And he was not in the lead. He wasn't even close to being in the lead. He has no fish that actually counts so far. So, but he has caught some fish, but just not big enough. So there you go. We'll keep you updated. He's got two more days of fishing, I guess. And I'm sure T.S. Girl, Mrs. Travis, in the box, will tell you more about how things are going with Travo down there in exotic Arkansas. Wow, amazing. Why don't they have that in the summertime? That's just asinine in the middle of winter.
That's supposed to be warm down there. They have pretty mild winters down there.
The only thing I think that's keeping it up there is plenty of drinking. That's probably keeping them going. So it's time for your blues report. I'll give you a little black background music. How about some Double Barrel Blues Band background music here?
Real nice. Oh, yeah.
And I will turn it over to you.
Right on. It's Blues Cruisers Blues Scene. This is the local blues scene. This is the local shows. And from the international acts coming through town down to the jam bands. Get right to it. I'll start with tomorrow night. Locally, BB's Lawnside Barbecue at 6 p.m. Bleeding B and the Confessors. Cannibals Waldo Bar and Grill has Kim Osborne Band at 8 o'clock. The Trouser Mouse has the Paperclips. Then Monday night at Hannibal's is the Samantha Fish Blues Jam. That's a great jam. Westside Cree plays on that jam. He's a harp player. He jams with Levittown a lot. He's a great guy. See him at these jams. I'm going to go straight into what's going on in Knuckleheads. Knuckleheads always got tons of stuff going on. February 6th is Zach Harmon. The 12th is Biscuit in the Mix. 13th is Eric Sardinas and Joan Shaw Taylor. 19th is the Radiators, New Orleans. The 21st is Guy Clark, and that's sold out. You guys heard of Guy Clark. He's a master guitarist. Myra Taylor's 93rd birthday party is the 24th. She was around when Kansas City was the headquarters for jazz scene in the whole world. Ruthie Foster is going to be 3-5. Mike Zito's 3-10. Super Chicken, 3-18. 3-19's Tab Benoit. 3-26, Kinsey Report. Then April 7th is Walter Trout. April 16th, Junior Brown. April 17th, Jason D. Williams with Too Slim and the Tail Draggers. You guys got to go see Jason and check out Too Slim. On the 30th is Leon Russell. Leon Russell has his excellent guitarist Chris Simmons. Also playing with Leon Russell on this tour is, I believe it's Brian Lee. So that's just going to be totally awesome. Merle Night, Blues Night, is going to be May 8th. That's going to be Trample Underfoot. Four Fried Chickens and a Coke, and Chris Lager. David Allen Coe's going to be, it looks like June 4th. He sells out every time. And that's just all at Knucklehead. You got plenty of action going down there. International acts coming through. It's going to be February 19th, B.B. King, Buddy Guy at the Fantabulous and Exotic Midland Theater. Right after that, the very next night, it's the Kansas City Blues Festival. And that's going to be Bobby Bland, Shirley Brown, Marvin Cease, Bobby Rush, Floyd Taylor, probably some more. They haven't announced all that's going to be there. Then on the 26th of February, Robert Cray out at Harris Voodoo Lounge. Eric Clapton is March 3rd with special guest Roger Daltrey. And then you got to experience Hendrix. That's going to be at the Uptown Theater on March 16th. You guys check out. I got to read this. The featured artist will be performing music written and inspired by Jimi Hendrix, most respected artist in the contemporary rock and blues industry. Joe Satriani, Johnny Lang, Eric Johnson, Kenny Wade Shepherd, Brad Whitford of Aerosmith, Doyle Bramhall II, Ernie Isley, Living Color, Double Trouble's Cliff Layton, Billy Cox, the original bassist. He was in the 101st Airborne with Jimi Hendrix. Also, Kansas City enjoys all the special guests, including Susan Tedeschi, Robert Randolph, David Hidalgo, and Cesar Rosas of Los Lobos. And also, the one and only Hubert Sumlin will be appearing at the Kansas City Experience Hendrix concert. That's going to be a hell of a show. I got tickets to all these shows, guys, and I'm going to try to get pictures and get it all on my blog. There's a lot going on in Kansas City. We enjoy a great blues scene.
Excellent. Fantastic. And we'll make sure that we get your... Go ahead and give that website to your MySpace and your blog, and we'll try to get that posted, too.
Okay, it's www.myspace.com. Blues Cruiser, you can just punch in Blues Cruiser in Google. You'll get my Live Blues World, my Facebook. But my MySpace blog is where all my pictures are.
Excellent. Fantastic. And you can find his link, if you didn't get all that, at macandtravis.com. Click on the About Us, About the Show link, and you'll see his picture there and his link. And you're also going to see, if you go to that link, some of our other people that come in on the show. We got some, got that kind of updated there. And check that out. I don't know if I told you this story, but I was in the 101st Airborne.
You were?
Yes, I was. And I happened, supposedly, here's the story. Jimi Hendrix was put in the stockade for a while. And I don't remember what the story was behind it all, but he was in the stockade. Supposedly, and I happened to be an MP. And I worked at the stockade for a while. And I sat on the bench that supposedly Jimi Hendrix sat on the stockade.
Really?
And yes, it was a big story. Everybody knew the story because it was handed down, you know, generation after generation after generation saying it. And we had these administrative segregation cells.
Uh-huh.
And there was seven of them. And they said this was it. And I could have been wrong. But I guarantee you those metal benches had not been changed in 50 years.
No, so. they'll always keep them.
They always, I mean, even, you know, they're almost impossible to freaking demolish and all that. But
that's a sacred bench, though.
A sacred bench. And it was like when I first got there, I mean, one of the NCOs came in and they said, hey, you got to come in here and check this out. And it's like, oh, I'm sitting on the bench, the bed that Jimi Hendrix sat on. So, wow. I don't know if it's true, but, you know.
Just to me, I got goosebumps. Just, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. We had all kinds of strange paranormal activity at that. I need to talk about that next week at the stockade. And I used to go in between the walls and underneath the facility because I was desk sergeant there. So I, every once in a while in the middle of the night, I'd go roam around because I wanted to do something to do. I was bored. And I'd go in between the walls and underneath in the basement, and I love to walk on the roof and all that, but I like to go in between the walls because there probably hasn't been anybody in there for, I don't know how long, 20 years probably, down in some of those places I went. And we had this story about, what was her name? She was like a nun named Annie, and she was supposedly a ghost that lived at the stockade. And I mean, it was creepy, though, down in some of those places.
Well, what state was that in?
Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there you go. There's my grand story for the night.
That was a great story.
Yeesh. I don't know. we got the last artist of the night, and this is who? And I met this guy in the chat box a few days ago. Tell me about him. Richard?
Richard has been in the chat box, and we've been learning a great deal about him.
Richard Lee Wilson.
Yeah. His website, the link to his website is up there. Richard has got a couple CDs out. If you read his history, he's got a very interesting history. A lot of us can associate with what goes on with that. And he jams a lot down at Knuckleheads. If you go to his website, there's pictures of Richard. I want to hook up with Richard and get some pictures of him, get a blog going on him, and promote him. Hopefully we can get him in the studio sometime.
That'd be awesome.
Get him over here to jam, man.
I'm surprised he's not in the chat box now. Maybe he had a gig or something.
That's Saturday night. But he's always in the chat box. So,
right.
And we have a lot of musicians that stop by the chat
Absolutely.
Box.
Absolutely. Let's take a listen. I'm going to see if I can get this hooked up without it starting in the middle of the song or something. And let's take a listen. This is Richard Lee Wilson.
People talking, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a miner. Let's go. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Come on, baby, let the good times roll.
I know it's been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
With huge egos and tiny penises, they're back, Mac and Travis.
Yeah, we just couldn't squeeze in the whole song, which is depressing. I knew we had a lot for tonight. I was trying to squeeze it in there and do as least amount of talking as I could. And I had to tell that story, and that ruined it.
Oh, it was great. We got some great blues in tonight. It was a wonderful show.
Hopefully people got a taste of it, and they can click on those links. And, hey, do us a favor. Click on those links and send them a message. Say, hey, we heard you on Mac and Travis. And
yeah, that's
freaking awesome.
That would do it.
Absolutely. Help us out. And the method we were talking about this off air was, if there's a venue here in Kansas City, a small little venue that wants to participate in this madness we call KCUR and Mac and Travis, let us know, man, because we'd like to do some remotes and do all kinds of cool stuff, but I don't know, some of the places just not interested. I mean, they make fun of us, so, you know, screw them.
Right.
Know? We're going to do our own thing, and if you want to come along for the ride, great. If you don't, go sit on the bench, baby, because we got places to go.
We're always moving forward and rolling ahead.
There you go, baby. Yeah.
And we're going to find our niche somewhere.
We will. We'll find some club somewhere. And you know what? We're going to mention their name every hour of the day. Yep. They're going to get all kinds of publicity. So when people come to Kansas City, you know what they're going to think of is they're going to think of that place.
That's right.
Ed's Bar and Grill and Blues Club.
Absolutely.
That's what they'll remember. So there you go, people. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. What'd you think?
I just love it, and I can't wait to come back.
Cool. Well, we enjoy having you.
The radio was a fun thing. It's a fun gig, man.
Yeah, it's difficult to try to cram in everything we got going on in 2 hours and then not play some of the other music that we wanted to play. So much to get to. But we did our best. So.
Oh, it did great. Yeah.
So thank you for coming in, and don't forget to check out Blues Cruiser's website and... you got your 20 questions. You survived that, okay? Did
boy, you?
You
caught
was that
me
bad
off
or
guard?
What?
I was just couldn't think.
At the beginning, you were doing okay, and then like halfway through, then you were like, and then you were giving your quick answers. That's what I was wanting, those quick answers there.
Yeah, it was a CRS. That's what it is.
They weren't that bad at questions. But we need some women in here, and then I need to change all that. You know, you obviously can't ask a woman if she's a boob woman. Have to be a butt man or butt woman, I guess. What do women are? I know women like butts. Is there some other part of the male body?
Well, the other side, yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know many women that think the male genitalia looks very attractive.
I don't know, man. That's
right. See y'all next week. Take care.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks again, Blues Cruiser. Bye, all.
Bye-bye. I'd probably do her.
I'd do her.
If I wasn't married, I'd do her.